Sorry, to come up with a statement that late in our discussion, after having heard Russia already three times, but we just wanted to react and also to offer a little bit for our preparations for the REFCON, because this is what we are doing here in the end, and also to consider what the REFCON should take up in its documents. And here again, we have this very useful document from the ISU. And just reacting from what we hear just from the Russian Federation of some texts that the previous REFCONs have adopted about the Security Council and its relation to the UNSGM, we just want to underline and maybe just state here, because it's important, that we also have previous texts from the third and the fourth preview conferences, which sets out that we encourage the UNSGM to carry out prompt investigations in response to allegations, protests, and tension by any member state. So we already have this kind of two-track approach in relation to the UNSGM, and we think that this is something that we should once again reconfirm at the review conference. So the way to the UNSGM is not, as we just heard from the Russian Federation, over the Security Council, but also the other way around. And in general, we need to recognize that this is the only existing international independent mechanism for investigation alleged use of biological weapons. As was stated by the European Union, which represent quite a number of countries and some alignments in this statement that we heard before, to which we of course fully align. And maybe another element that is missing from our discussion on Article 6 is the immediate urgency that arises in all kind of cases which are breaches of obligations, and also the need to quickly react. And here also we put our trust in the UNSGM for the moment. Thank you.